Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Virgin and the Bees podcast. I'm your host, Serena, and today I am alone. It's my first solo episode, so that's fun. It's going to be a little shorter. I'm not exactly sure how short, but I'm aiming for like less than half an hour. As a podcast listener myself, I often enjoy listening to episodes that are like shorter, less than 30 minutes, like, you know, 20 minutes, 10, 15, just kind of like almost like a little quickie. It's just like less of a time commitment. I feel like, I mean, an hour, it's oftentimes people listen to long podcasts while they're doing stuff anyway, but I don't know. It just kind of feels like, especially if I'm listening to a podcast for the first time, it just feels kind of like a big time commitment. And sometimes I often listen to podcasts while I'm like stretching or maybe unloading the dishwasher or something that doesn't take a long time. So I'll often listen to longer episodes in chunks, like 20 to 30 minute chunks as I'm, you know, on different days or whatever. So on that front, I, you know, all the episodes so far on here have been around an hour ballpark because I'm getting into these really in-depth conversations with these people. And I love, you know, listening to those conversations and having those conversations. But I also thought it would be nice to have some shorter episodes where it's just you and me sometimes as well. There's some things that I kind of want to rant about sometimes that I feel like are topics that are related to some of the things that we talk about here. And also just kind of from a production point of view, those longer episodes, just they take longer to edit. I have to find, you know, work around other people's schedules and get people on board to talk about a topic and, you know, talk with them beforehand. And it's just like, it just takes a lot more time and effort, which I love doing. And it's great. It's a great process, but I'm trying to put out episodes like every other week. And sometimes working around other people's schedules, that's a little stressful or can't happen. And yeah, I just think that it'll be easier, more sustainable to keep up with that schedule if sometimes I just, you know, record shorter episodes on my own. So there's kind of multiple reasons on why I want to do kind of some shorter solo episodes. So yeah, let me know if you like this format and if you want more solo episodes, because I'm going to be testing that out a bit. There will still be the other episodes, other type of episodes where I bring on a guest and we deep dive into a topic. There still will be plenty of that, but I'm thinking of throwing these in as well. Yeah. So today I wanted to talk about transitions into the new year, because that's something that's going on right now. It's pretty timely. I'm recording this on, what day is it? It's December 27th. So 2022 is coming up, and I just kind of want to walk through some of the like rituals, I guess, that I've kind of picked up in the past couple of years and kind of just chat about them, and maybe you can see if you want to incorporate them into your life at all or try them out this year. And these rituals are kind of, you know, encourage self-reflection and intention. And it's kind of like New Year's resolution-y type of shit, but without being an actual New Year's resolution. And so this first one is something that I've been doing the longest. So on Christmas, back in 2014, so right before 2015 started, my aunt gifted me a really nice journal. And in it, she said that she has this tradition of each year, she'll, at the end of the year, she'll write out kind of all the main events of the previous year, how she spent each holiday, any major life events, stuff like that. And so she encouraged me to do the same. And so each year at around this time, I'll write out main things that happened in the year, along with like any major, any trips I took, important people I met. And now I have each year since 2014, which is the year that I graduated high school. So I now have all of my college years and my couple of postgrad years in this journal. And it's really fun to like flip through and look at what I wrote like back when I was 18. And kind of, it's interesting to also see like your mindset on certain things back, you know, years prior. And so, yeah, that's a fun little ritual that I've been doing out of all these, definitely the longest. And I feel like it's nice to kind of just like, you know, reflect on the year and kind of, especially these past 2 years have been so, time has been so weird. And so it kind of makes it easier to kind of compartmentalize kind of like what your year has been. So that's the first kind of ritual tradition that I wanted to share. The second is something that I saw on a Facebook post. So someone I knew had written a Facebook post in 2019 and they said, what are some lessons that you learned this year? This was someone who like had a lot of connections. And so a lot of different people had written things in the comments. And it was really cool to kind of like see different people's like reflections and stuff. And so I'm going to share what I wrote from 2019. So a little dated, but that's okay. And I wrote, one, that you need to be kind to yourself to heal. Two, it really is okay not to be okay. And it's not your job to be happy all of the time to please others. And three, oftentimes we are the only ones holding ourselves back. And then finally, four, which was being surrounded by people who love and cherish you truly is so powerful. And so it's kind of like, you know, looking back on this in 2021, it's kind of like, oh, like, you know, it's interesting to see kind of like, it's nice to kind of have like, you know, a growing list of things that you've learned throughout the years or kind of major breakthroughs or milestones or whatever that you had each year. I guess this also kind of ties into the journal thing, but rather than just looking at like events and things that happened in your life, it's kind of more of the like psychological aspect of it. But that's fun. I can't find what I wrote in 2020, or I don't even know if I did it, but I definitely am going to do it this year, I think. But I plan on doing it this year. The third one is a little different in that the first two were kind of more about reflection on the past year. And this one is more about intention for the year ahead. So this tip, and this is something that I plan on doing this year and kind of starting this year. A couple months ago, I just was decided to give each of the last like few years a defining word, like a word that kind of defined like what that year was for me. And I kind of have this habit, which maybe isn't the best habit, of kind of compartmentalizing periods of my life as like, this was like a bad mental health period. And this was like a good mental health period. And this was a period where a lot of bad stuff happened. And this was a period where a lot of good stuff happened. And I feel like oftentimes life is a lot more complicated than that, than just good times and bad times. Like oftentimes they're woven together. And when you go in the moment, like there's that phrase of like, nostalgia is a bitch. Like you sometimes remember things as better than they were, and you forget kind of the not so great parts or vice versa. So I guess it's kind of like a little disclaimer there, but I did decide to give kind of like a word that I thought kind of encapsulated what each year was for me, at least in recent years. So for example, so in 2019, I wrote growth, though I think growth is something that I like kind of strive for each year and all the time. So I changed it to growing pains. And then 2020, I wrote the word change, which I think a lot of people can relate to. I think a lot of people's lives in 2020, from what I've heard, changed in like some major way, whether it was changing where they lived or they had a major relationship change, like they either broke up or started a new serious relationship. Or some people, you know, they had job changes. Like there were just, I feel like there was just a lot of change in 2020 that was catalyzed by, you know, the obvious, it which shall not be named. And then for 2020.
Hi, so this is me editing, and I realized that I said 2020 when what I meant to say was 2021. So this is the word for 2021 because we are moving on from 2020.
I wrote process as in like processing things and events and emotions and just kind of like taking it in and like resetting and detoxing and all that stuff. Also, another word I decided to choose was I couldn't decide between process and percolate. I ran into a neighbor while I was on a walk and she kind of like asked what I was doing and all that. And I was kind of talking about how I was getting started on all these projects and how I was just working on all these things. And, you know, I didn't have too much to show for it yet, but I was just kind of, you know, working on all these things and getting stuff started. And she's like, oh, so you're percolating. You're like a cup of coffee brewing. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good metaphor. And so I think that also kind of defines what 2021 was for me. And so I thought it would be cool to moving forward as like a replacement for a New Year's resolution, kind of choosing a word in advance of being like, okay, like this is like something that I want to work on or like the vibe going into this new year. And so I thought it'd be cool to like choose a word kind of like as an intention. And then maybe as you're going through the year and you're making decisions and whatnot, you can kind of go back to this word as like, okay, this is like my intention for the year or like my purpose of where I want to go. And like, does this align with that or not? I don't know. I just thought it would be something like kind of cool to try out. And so rather than because these 3 years that I just said, 2019 through 2021, I was, you know, looking back on it and saying like, okay, these are some words that I think defined it, but I thought it'd be cool to like have that perspective, like before, like going into it. And yeah. So if you plan on doing that, let us know if you're watching this on YouTube in the comments, let us know what word you choose. If you're listening to this somewhere, you can DM us on Instagram. I might make an actual post about it that you can comment on, or, you know, you can write to us. You can write to me, I guess, at heyzarena@gmail.com. That's HEYZAREENA. Let us know what word you choose. I'm very curious to know if anyone does it and like if they do, what word they choose. And my word is momentum. So earlier this year, I wrote a journal entry and it's from that entry that I pulled this word. So those are the three kind of things that I wanted to share with you. One last thing, which isn't really a ritual or anything, but it's just kind of a mindset shift, I guess, about New Year's resolutions in general. A healthy mindset, I think, in like reaching for goals is to try to attain your goals and reach your goals and set your goals because you want these good things for yourself and you know that you deserve them rather than as like a punishment. Like, I think we as a society tend to be really hard on ourselves. Maybe not everyone, but I know a lot of people and myself tend to like be kind of hard on ourselves and kind of like rag on ourselves. And so I think if you are doing a New Year's resolution this year or a couple, I would invite you to maybe, you know, if you aren't already, try to think of it as I'm doing this for me because I love me and I deserve this rather than as something that is like a punishment. I don't know if that made sense, but yeah, hopefully it did. Yeah, that's all I wanted to share today. I hope you have a wonderful 2022 and let me know what you end up doing. If you end up taking on any of these things that I've talked about, or if you have any other rituals or habits of your own that you usually do, I'd love to hear all about that. So yeah, I guess we're wrapping up. If you like this episode, maybe share it with a friend that you think would also like it. Thank you so much for listening and keep on buzzing.